Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. One very important aspect of Internet marketing, which is often overlooked, is the care and support of your customers. We're going to discuss customer relations at length today. Also, Andy has received numerous questions regarding Internet Explorer 8 crashing, and also he'll talk about managing your starter programs on your PC. So quite a bit to cover today. Want to remind you to check out our website, milosinternetmarketing.com, and a lot of things there for you. There's some free stuff if you want to pick up some free stuff. Don't forget to check our radio specials. Each week we have a new radio special that's listed. We have a Milo's Pro site, so lots to cover. I don't buy into the adage that the customer is always right. Sometimes they are wrong. But we don't say that to the customer. We get them to respond correctly, and then we tell them they are correct. Our guest today, Adam Kay, has a strong background in customer service and customer relations. He's built up many years at, he spent many years at major retailers before he began to work with Mike Filsaime. Adam has been with Mike Filsaime as Director of VP Relations at the corporate offices in New York for several years. Mike Filsaime is the leading internet marketer, bringing in millions of dollars each year, and he values his customers, which is why he employs the very capable customer VIP representative, Adam Kay. So we'd like to welcome Adam. Adam, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Milo. I appreciate it.
Well, I think we have lots to cover. As I said, you know, we have customers, and sometimes people just take them for granted. And you can't do that. People, I think when they're working on the Internet, they're used to dealing with a screen and a keyboard, and there's no feeling back and forth. But you've got to have that empathy for your students. You've got your students, your customers, your possible people that come to visit your site. So you've got to massage them and take care of them. And those are some things we'll discuss today.
Well, I think you're right. It's important to note, like in any other business, whether it's internet marketing or any type of business or area anyone's ever been involved in, you know, your customers are people. They're human beings. And it's interesting because having the opportunity to speak to so many people from different parts of the world, sometimes people can lose sight of that because it's called internet marketing. Everything has to do with the computer. And people are used to seeing digital links and webinars and just everything. So we live in a technological age. We live in an electronic age. But at the end of the day, it's still about people. And you're right. I think some people may take that for granted. And you know, I look forward to delving a little bit more into that, and especially the part you mentioned about customers sometimes not always being correct.
That's for sure. I imagine dealing with customers worldwide has to be fascinating for you. You get people from all over the world, don't you?
Yeah, you know, Mike Filsaime, and if I, you know, might say it's, you know, what a pleasure it's been to work for him. The way he comes through, if anyone ever has ever seen him on any of his presentations or any launches, whatever, anytime you've ever seen him, you know, the way he is that way, the way he comes across, he really is like that in person. And he also creates a terrific environment here at the corporate office, and really anyone who knows him through any of Mike's affiliations. But in speaking with different people around the world, you know, you might think that, you know, whether someone is calling you from the UK or whether you're speaking to someone from, you know, the Midwest here in the US, whatever it might be, although there are certain differences, obviously, there are a lot of things that people have in common, which you know, you would think that, well, someone's from the UK, they're different than someone from Australia, someone from the US. But, you know, what it really boils down to is that they're still people. And I know that that might sound very simple and like, you know, wow, what's the catch? Well, the catch is really there is no catch. People want to be, you know, talked to like they're a person, not just another number, not just another email address. And, again, you always have to remember that, you know, you're trying to help somebody who's not just another number.
That's right. And somebody signed up for a product of Mike's, or somebody else has their own website, signs up for a product. They may not, they may be newbies, not understand how to operate it or what to do or how to even download something. And so it's so important that they have customer service on their website somehow to contact people. But it's so important when they spend money with you, they need that one-on-one relationships. And that's what builds you up to have that customer purchase later on. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You kind of touched on something. A lot of people, you know, get into internet marketing, and some people, like you said, that, well, everyone at some point starts off as a newbie. And people might stay in the early stages. Some people move through the early stages quicker than others. But it could be like that in anything in life, whether it's business or sports or whatever it might be. But if you really stop and think about it, what do people want? People that are getting involved in internet marketing, they look at it as an opportunity where they aspire to be successful at it, regardless of what the niche is, and obviously they would like to make money with it, like any other business. There's so much overwhelming information out there. And when you stop and think about it, there's a lot of quality information out there. But there's also something to be said about having guidance and speaking and dialoguing with a person. And sometimes I think that people, you know, maybe need to stop and think, okay, if I was getting involved in a business, do these videos help me? Do these ebooks help me? Oh, sure they can. No question. Like I said, there's some high-quality programs out there. Mike Filsaime has a ton of them. No question about it. But for some people, maybe the best way to go about something is to actually have that one-on-one interaction with someone who can help them and who can work with them, provide them that guidance, just like they would seek in many other businesses outside of internet marketing.
Well, yes, I agree. And what I like about Mike Filsaime is any one of his sites, when you go to it, at the bottom there's his name, address, phone number, and, of course, that's usually directly to you, I understand, so that people can feel comfortable of picking up the phone and calling somebody. So many sites you go to, there's maybe a contact person, and you go through a ticket and all that. That's fine, because I understand that. But with Mike's products, and he's got many of them out there, as you said, you've got to be on top of everything. But he's got so many things out there. But on the website itself is his name, his address, his phone. So they feel more relaxed about purchasing from them because there's somebody I can call, or they may call you first. Do they often call you first?
Well, I do get quite a bit of calls, but you're right. It all leads to accountability, and so that the customer, again, knowing that our customer is a person, to help them feel more comfortable. You know, there's a reason why Mike has the reputation that he has. He takes, you know, great pride in the reputation of the company and, of course, himself. And everyone who works for Mike feels that same loyalty as well, and that's very important. But you're right, Milo. Knowing that you have the address to the corporate office of the company, and there's a number to reach somebody at the company in case of an emergency, I mean, it's nice to know that the company exists. I'm sure that a lot of people can go back in their own experience, whether it's been involving internet marketing or anything in life, where maybe they've gotten a call from somebody, or maybe they've gotten an email, and you don't know who it's coming from, you don't know where they're located. There's a certain level of uneasiness that can come upon you. But that's not the case here. You know, Mike is out there. He knows that, you know, he's very visible, and he's worked very hard to, you know, create the brand, really is what it is, that people have come to know, appreciate, and trust.
And that's what it's all about. We've spoken about that many times on this program, about trust. Build up your credibility and your trust with your customers. And, of course, as we know, 35% are back-end sales, and that's where you make the money. So if you really treat your customers well up front, they're going to come back to you, feel comfortable coming back and purchase again from you. And that's what it's all about.
Well, that is important. You know, there's something to be said about long-term relationship, you know, versus a short-term gain. And I think, once again, you know, and I keep going back to, like in any other type of business, because, you know, internet marketing, like any industry, although it has its own, you know, nuances and definitions and processes, it still comes down to the fact that many successful businesses are so because they do have that long-term relationship with their customers. There's that sense of loyalty, which is built up over time. And I'm sure I'm saying something that people don't already know, but, you know, it's always nice to revisit that because that's something that you really need to appreciate, and it can only help you as you move forward in your own business.
You're right, Evan. No matter what it is, we often need to go back to the basics. Whether we become an expert in something, medical doctors go back and get training for different things. Because sometimes you overlook something. You begin to get involved in it too heavily. So going back to basics in anything is important. And so touching on these points that I've reiterated and I'm sure you've spoken about many times, just important to refresh because we get off on tangents and remember, oh yes, we've got to remember the idea of that customer. But I have a question. You were in the corporate world for years, then you went with Mike Vilsaine online. Is there a big difference between those two or do they kind of complement each other?
I think it's a mixed bag. I'll give you an example of how it's different. In the corporate world, when you are presenting information to somebody, let's say it's somebody at a major retailer's corporate office, and you're presenting, you're making a presentation. It could be about a product line, about a service, whatever it might be. Probably it's going to be on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Probably you may have a few attachments or prices or whatever it is. However, in internet marketing, it's a little different because sales copywriting and the way you communicate online is very different because sometimes it may have to do with a story. Sometimes it may include some testimonials. Sometimes I don't have to tell you the difference when you scroll down and you see all these different facts and figures and whatever it might be. The presentation is different. So in many ways, that's where it can be different. But the thing also about the traditional world or the corporate world, it's more heavily involved in meeting somebody face-to-face. Whereas with the internet, you really don't have that opportunity as much. However, there are things that you can do to combat that. And this is kind of where things, I think, draw a certain common thread. You may notice that on a lot of launches or people's websites, a lot of times there's a video or maybe there's an audio where the person is presenting themselves or a product is being presented. Now, if you really stop and think about it, when you meet somebody in person, you don't stand there with a cue card saying who you are and, you know, thank you for, you know, being here. It's a pleasure to meet you and so on. Okay? You meet them, you shake their hand, you speak to them, you let them know why you're here, how what you have to say can be of value to them, and so on and so forth. Well, the similarity is that you can do the same thing with internet marketing. Because although you would like a lot of people to visit your site, you also want to retain their attention. And if you think about it, what could be more appealing than to watch a video or to see only a bunch of paragraphs? Because in real life, when you meet somebody, you're talking to them, you're welcoming them, you're making a much more personable experience. You could bring the same thing to your internet marketing.
Video is really the way to go at this point. And I just noticed the other day I got a message that Camtasia, the big one of the big producers of videos, now has a Mac version. So that's very helpful, too. And there's other Mac versions and different things out there to do video, but depending on what you're selling, sometimes you'll see a video for 2 or 3 minutes, and then you might see a video for 40, 50 minutes. Is there any reason for the difference, or is one preferred over other, or what is your feeling on the length of the videos?
Well, I think that it certainly depends on the situation. You know, sometimes, let's say there's a major launch of a program. Sometimes you may need a longer video to be able to explain or maybe even provide a demonstration on how something works, which is totally understandable. The other way, though, when someone is first visiting, think of it as a point of introduction. You know, if you were going to any website right now, let's say there are two websites you're going to, and let's say they're both in the same type of niche. One has a quick intro video, and another one, you're sitting there and it's going on and on and on and on and on. Now, everybody is different, but I just think you, like, just like in life, if it wasn't involved in the internet marketing world, it's a matter of making the right choice for the right situation.
I'm glad you answered that way, because that's just what I've told my audience in the past. Is sometimes you'll see a 15, 20-minute video, and it's an introductory page. It's not a good spot to have it. But if you're selling a major product, you want to explain it to in great detail, of course. But usually as introductory, it's good just to have a very brief, maybe one-minute, two-minute video. The other plus factor with the one- or two-minute video, you can post it up on YouTube. And it'll be viral in other ways for people to view something. And it'll introduce yourself to other people.
No, there's absolutely no question about that, Milo. You know, it's interesting because we were just talking before about long-term relationship. You know, like in any type of relationship, it does go in stages. Just like when you're presenting something to somebody, often it can go in, it can go into stages. I remember it going way back. I know that one of your skills happens to be the area of handwriting, which we've talked off air about. It's interesting. When you write a letter, there's always a greeting. There's always some type of an introduction before you get into the body or the meat and potatoes of a letter. Well, if you think about it, same thing. If you use that same type of sense or logic in making a presentation online, with a video for internet marketing, it makes perfect sense there as well. You know, you want to, again, welcome somebody. Let them know who you are, an introduction to what they can expect, or what maybe you're asking them, if you wouldn't mind, please do this. This is how this can benefit you. So it really does make sense in that way, because everything that you're doing should be an effort to nurture that long-term relationship.
And that's what's going to prove most profitable, because the big expense is getting the customer for the first time. That's where all the big expenses. Then afterwards, it's keeping that customer, keeping them happy. And in some ways, as you know, to keep them happy or to offer them some free information, give them a booklet, give them a software program, something to keep them in tune with you, so that when they see an email from you, oh, it's important. That's from Adam Kay. So he's going to offer me something that's useful and beneficial, and that builds a long-term relationship.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that Mike Filsaime really believes in. In fact, Mike's Butterfly Marketing Manuscript, if any of your listeners, I'm sure some of them have had the opportunity to read it, it's about 100-some-odd page booklet, just wonderful information, you know, talking about online marketing and about providing certain content, people to opt into your list, and so on and so forth. But, you know, Butterfly Marketing was one of those, probably the most influential launch of this company. But, you know, you're right. There's a lot of things that that can be done. And again, it all goes back to people also looking at the big picture. Like in any business, looking at the big picture is so important. It's very overwhelming out there. People get all these emails over and over again, flashy emails, dashy emails, whatever it might be. But you really do have to try to think of it like a business and think about the big picture. You know, how do I get my site up and running online? How do I maximize the time that people spend at my sites? How do I continually stay involved in list building? You know, in any successful business, you're always looking at the big picture. You're looking at how you could benefit your customers also in the long term, not just in the short term.
As you said, I do handwriting analysis, and I was thinking when you were talking earlier about Mike, I was thinking I can just picture what his handwriting looks like. It's probably uses a felt marker or a heavy pen, probably strong pressure. He probably underlines things when he doodles. I imagine it's squares or triangles or angle pictures of some sort. Because whenever you see things, a video of him or see some of his web pages, you just see there's things moving all over. He doesn't sit still. He's just constantly on the go. And what we'll do is we're going to take a break. When we come back to the break, I also want to let them know how they can contact you, Mike Filsaime and how they can get more information if they need that. But we'll do that after our break. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.